Amen. Amen. So it's Visit Friday. Any visitors in the house? All right. We are glad that you are here. Hope that you have a good time while you're visiting Hope College. Also want to highlight Sunday night, 8 o'clock, the gathering is the recording for the CD. Y'all can give it up for that. So come out here to Demnant Chapel to be a part of that experience. Also, you guys see this shirt I have on? All right. Represent Emmaus Scholars, right? If you're interested in that, you can contact Derek Taylor. Great opportunity on campus, residential community, Christian faith, sharing, learning together. Y'all ready? All right. So I want to introduce Angelique Gaddy. Senior communication management major. She's from the Grand Rapids area, and as we all know, superstar basketball player at Hope College. She's gonna read the scripture today.
Then two bandits were crucified with him, one to his right, one to his left. Those who passed derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him." He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he wants to, for he said, "I am God's son." The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way.
Amen. That is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Angelique. I need to share some news today that may be unnerving. It's good news, mind you, but admittedly, at first glance, it probably will not look that way. And even in all of its goodness, there's still a sizable sum in this news of striations and stretch marks and scars that just reflect the immense distress about this topic that I'm going to talk about, this news. The breaking news that I want to share with you is that those who follow Christ were never intended to live a life of absolute, perfected, and protected tranquility. In fact, Jesus promised, "In the world, you will face persecution." And when you stop and really think about it, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, strength, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself, that kind of thing requires dying. And death is never nice, it's never easy, and it's never convenient. So that's my heart that I want to share with you this morning. I'm compelled to be resolutely candid about suffering in Christ, because many of us have bought into the lie that Christianity is sexy. Y'all can say sexy with me, sexy. We've bought into this lie that Christianity is seductive and that it's profitable and that it's cool and it's accommodating, that it's a fad, that God's main objective is to craft us into cloned do-gooders who are never nicked, never poked, never prodded, never knocked down, never pierced by life. We've fabricated, I would argue, a Christ-less faith, which, if no one has told you, is no faith at all. In an interview some years ago, pastor, poet, theologian Eugene Peterson said these words. He said, "I don't want to suggest that those of you who are following Jesus don't have any fun, that there's no joy, no exuberance, no ecstasy. Those things are just not what the consumer think that they are. When we advertise the gospel in terms of the world's values," he says, "we lie to people. We lie to them because this is a new life," Eugene Peterson says. "It involves following Jesus. It involves the cross. It involves death and acceptable sacrifice." And then he ends by saying, "we give up our lives." Christianity is not about some phony miracle water. It is not about privilege, affluence, or protection from every would-be hazard. We follow Christ, and Christ is not one to take the path of least resistance. He didn't take it easy. Christ didn't obsess over saving himself. Rather, he was too busy laying down his life for humanity, pursuing thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's where we find Jesus in this text. We got Jesus being crucified between these two career criminals. He's in the middle, and he's being teased by everybody, soldiers, priests, scribes, elders, you name it. And already a crown of thorns has been smashed onto his head, and his garments have been gambled away on an antiquitous eBay. Perhaps primarily by his peers, Jesus has endured terrible humiliation. He's been mocked, misunderstood, vilified, shamed, abandoned by his closest friends, only to convulse with pain from the wickedest form of execution known to the Roman Empire. It's called crucifixion. Crucifixion, this process whereby asphyxiation overwhelms the body, forcing life to expire. That is the sheer weight of the entire body pulling down on the arms that are nailed to the cross causes the individual to actually suffocate. To die, yes, but to die slowly and publicly as a spectacle, a warning of what happens when you choose to oppose rulers and you choose to oppose authorities and you choose to oppose cosmic powers of this present darkness. When you confront the spiritual forces of evil, crucifixion is coming. Quiet as it's kept, suffering is what you sign up for when you declare Christ as the Lord God Almighty. But I understand that may be a bit of a surprise for some of us. On behalf of the church, at times we just stink. We stink at telling people the truth. Not like the fake truth, like truth for real, like truth like the nitty-gritty, uncensored, unpolished truth of the gospel. And I get it. I mean, we don't want to freak you out. We don't want to dissuade you from accepting your adoption into the family of God through Jesus. And so we sometimes posture and we pontificate and we stall and we hide God's light under a bushel basket. But in one way or another, this little old world is passing away with its ever-evolving dissension, its wars and rumors of wars. And you need Jesus more than you need anyone else, past, present, or future. You need Jesus. You need Jesus to be your anchor in the midst of life's stormy tempest. I want you to know that this relationship then with Jesus puts you in solidarity with him, in solidarity with Christ, suffering in his sufferings, sharing in his sufferings, right there with him in those sufferings, because all who want to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. That's called a promise. Paul shares this insightful nugget to his protege in 1 Timothy 3:12. Hell will knock on your door when you obey God. And oftentimes, as we see in the text with Jesus, it's the most enthusiastic messengers are going to be the ones who just inspire you to reject God. It's going to be those who do not believe in God who are the most enthusiastic folks. While you go hard for the maker of heaven and earth and all that is seen and unseen, while you try to represent your faith, it's these bandits, these passersby that will try to disrupt your studies. And they'll try to disrupt your career. And they'll try to disrupt your family. Others will try to shame you into bathing in the cheap relief of drugs or booze or the arms of a lover who you have not shared vows with. Some of these passersby, they'll simply play the dozens with your soul, and they'll poke you and prod you and and clown you and try to bait you into the dark shadows of depression. So I encourage you to lead with love rather than hate. I want you to lead with compassion instead of condemnation. I want you to hope and not be a pessimistic individual. There's a saying that goes, a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are made for. A ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are made for. And that's how Christians are to think. That's how they are in their relationship with God, a God that safeguards them from torment, that they think God is supposed to protect them from every single thing. It's like a swimmer who refuses to get in the water, or an airline pilot who will not enter the cockpit. It's a drummer who hates loud noise, or an athlete who cannot bring herself to compete. Life is not a crapshoot, but I can guarantee you, as Jesus does, that life is full of pain. And only you, I can't do it for you, your mama can't do it for you, only you can decide if you will suffer with Christ now in this present age to one day suffer no more, or if you will suffer apart from God now and forever. Go in peace.